People around the United States who are leaving prison all face similar challenges. Sometimes it's harder to find work or a place to live when you have a criminal history. But some people from rural Alaska face a unique barrier. Their conditions of parole prevent them from going home. KSKA's Urban Affairs reporter Ann Hillman learned more for our series, Hitting Reset.
Stanley Mute arrives 15 minutes early for the interview, his black hair dyed even darker to conceal any hints of gray. He's uncertain about getting his point across.
English is real hard for me. That's my secondary language. My words don't really come out like how you want to hear. But I do speak in my language real good.
Mute's first language is Yupik. He's from the coastal village of Kogiginek. What he can't communicate through words, he can through his art. He taught himself to draw when he was in prison. At first, he just decorated envelopes because he was bored and sold them for $1 apiece to get money for coffee. Then, other prisoners started requesting larger drawings to send home and paying extra to get them sooner. Mute says all of the images, which range from hunters and kayaks to cartoons of animals, come from his imagination and stories he's been told.
I replayed them in my mind and start drawing them how I heard the stories.
Mute picks up a copy of his favorite drawing, a Yupik dancer. Thousands of tiny strokes of varying shades of green radiate from the figure.
He does everything, helping out people, encouraging other people. That's why there's a came out from the other side.
It's like he's jumping from the light.
Yeah.
And dancing in the light. Yeah.
And that's what happy people do, right?
Mute isn't sure. After nearly 20 years in prison for sexual assault, he's struggling to make it in Anchorage, a city he's never lived in before. He's required to stay here to receive alcohol abuse and sex offender treatment. But at 51 years old, he doesn't have the skills to make it in the city. He's trying not to worry about what's happening to his family and friends back in the village and things he can't control.
I worry about is how am I going to live? How am I going to start doing, you know, what normal people do?
Marlon Sukiak asks himself similar questions. In Anchorage, he's working as a janitor in the place where he lives. Back home in Chaktulik, before he pled guilty and went to jail for incest in 2011, he was a welder, a commercial fisherman, and a community leader. Before he can go back, he has to finish his treatment.
The treatment I receive here in Anchorage is hour and a half a week, 6 hours a month, and 72 hours a year. That's what it boils down to.
What Sukiak and others are asking is, why can't he do that treatment from home?
It's hard being here in Anchorage away from my family, the people I love, my relations, and, you know, and when I could be doing a lot more back home and providing for the people I love so much over there. And
recidivism rates for Alaska Natives are 10% higher than for the offender population as a whole. Rebecca Brunger is the operations manager for the Probation and Parole Division of the Department of Corrections. She says that the barriers for people wanting to go back to their villages are very real, but the department also must consider the needs of the victims.
It's a very tough balance, keeping somebody in a community where it's going to be difficult for them to succeed versus sending them back to a community where potentially they are just as dangerous as they were when they left, or maybe more dangerous.
Research shows sex offender treatment does reduce recidivism for sexual and violent crimes, but it's more effective when it's tailored to the needs of the individual offenders. Reentry advocates say current sex offender treatment methods aren't adapted for Alaska Native cultures and rely on confrontational models that aren't culturally appropriate. One Yupik treatment program does exist in Bethel, but it's extremely small. Carrie Belden is the director of probation and parole. She says offenders need to get treatment before going back.
We can't take a person who is unhealthy at that time and put them back into the community they just came from in the same exact situation without extra tools in their toolbox and expect something different.
The Department of Corrections doesn't have the resources to make sex offender or other types of treatment available throughout the state, but they are looking into telemedicine options. For people like Stanley Mute, the time can't come soon enough. After our interview, he violated the conditions of his parole and is back in prison. Before he went back, he said he had one major goal.
All I want to do is probably go back to my village, and that's where I should be. I mean, get old there.
He wants to hunt, pick berries, and spend time doing the subsistence activities he draws images of, but hasn't done himself since 1995. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.
You can see some of Stanley Mute's work in the Community in Unity Art Show and Portrait Series in the Alaska Public Media Studios in Anchorage through December.